This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's about the hard work we put in over
tough out there in the
tenure.
Sun.
Our next guest. Yep, our next guest put the hard work in, and one of my favorite guests on the show, by the way. Have I ever told you that, Jeff?
Many times.
Okay, I just want you to know. He's a good friend of the show.
One of my favorite partners doing football games.
He is a former Browns linebacker, and we just call him Frank Stams these days. He's on the fan hotline. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey. Good morning. I'm recovering from a little bit of a cold, so bear with the few coughs and all that. But I'm doing great. You got to learn how to play hurt in this league. I'm doing great, and I'm you guys are the best. Thanks for having me on. I feel the same way about you guys. You guys, you know, I've listened to shows all over the country, and you guys are tops.
And we have one of them.
Yes, we're one of the shows across. Hey, it's been great having you on today, Frank. We really enjoyed the interview, and you know, you paid us a compliment. So we'll talk to you soon.
I'm kidding.
Hey, listen, I want linebacker to linebacker evaluation here. Carson Schwechter has turned a lot of heads for this team as a rookie, wearing the green dot. I mean, he's calling the plays. I'm just your assessment of the Browns' second round pick from the eyes of a linebacker.
Well, you know, I think, you know, he doesn't get a stronger endorsement than the head coach and some of the remarks that Kevin Stefanski is making about him, singling him out, you know, wanting him to be a leader that, you know, in the Browns, I'm not going to say they desperately need leaders, but, you know, they do need some leadership in the locker room, on the field. And, you know, your signal, that's who you look to as that leadership, you know, the signal caller. So that's the intangible. You know, as far as his physical play, he's got great instincts and a great first step. Defense is all about reaction. And, you know, the quicker you can react to what the offense is doing, the better chance you make in the play. And the kid's smart. You know, he anticipates. He doesn't guess. He anticipates. I'm just assuming that. You know, those are all great qualities in a linebacker. And he's tough. When he gets to the ball, he finishes the play. And, you know, that's, you know, all that is what you want your defense, and this so far, this defense has been playing like that. That's what you want your defense to be.
Frank, does it look more like a defense that could end up resembling 2 years ago defense when Jim Schwartz had him basically on top of the NFL, or does this look like a team, the defense that's going to repeat what it did last year, where it was kind of middle of the pack?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I definitely think that defense can, you know, repeat the 2023 season. You know, Jim Schwartz, you know, he's an outstanding coach. You know, he comes from the Belichick tree. When I was up there, Jim was up there. And I love Jim's attitude. You know, he was, you know, served under, I should say, more of a Saban disciple than Belichick. You know, it's that toughness. It's that being smart. It's coming to play, being a professional, not making mistakes, being in the right spot. Here's what the Browns are going to have to deal with. And the last year was full of distractions for them. And they let the distractions, in my opinion, just overwhelm them. And then they just, you know, kept spiraling down. You know, they got to gain some momentum early in the schedule, which is a tough one. I looked at those first six games. They've got to gain some momentum there, build some confidence, have the defense keep the score down low so the offense, you know, has a chance to win. And, you know, if they come out of those first three games 3-3, you know, I like their chances to go on and compete. But, yeah, to answer your question, that was the long of it. The short of it, yes, they can become that defense they were in 2023.
Your thoughts on the offense and the fact that Joe Flacco was named the Week 1 starter yesterday?
Well, you guys know that. That's no surprise. They brought Flacco back for a reason, and the reason is to give them some stability at that position, which they didn't have last year. You know, they had moments of glory. I mean, that Denver game was something else last year. But, you know, you got to eliminate the mistakes at quarterback. And there were too many, you know, with the guy handling the ball that much in the game, there were too many last year. And you know, and I know Flacco, he'll throw some picks. But, you know, I think his experience, being the veteran that he is, you know, I think he knows his role, and that is not to lose games for the Browns. And so, you know, I like the pick and bring some, you know, stability to that position, something that you can count on, move the ball. You know, Paul Brown used to say, you know, football is a game of mistakes. Those that make the fewest usually win, and I think that's the approach with Flacco.
Frank, what did you think of the rookie quarterbacks in the limited amount of time that we've actually been able to see them out on the football field?
Well, I love them. I watched that first one with Shador, and boy, I came out with his father, Dion, and you know, Dion's a great guy. I know, you know, a lot of us know him through the press, but I tell you what, when you talk to him, he looks you in the eye. The next day, he remembers your name. He has a conversation with you. He's a sincere guy, and I think he's well-liked among his peers. And his kid, I love the way his kid plays. People are asking me about him, and I said, you know, his kid came out there, and he plays fast. He plays with a lot of confidence, and I know we all know where he gets that from. And he was outshining the rest of the field in that game one because of that. I saw the game catch up with him in a little bit in the second half. You know, he took the sack and, you know, there were some incompletions. But if he continues, you know, to get the coaching that he needs and builds that confidence, he can become an NFL quarterback and a good one. And then the left-hander from Oregon, Gabriel, I think is his name.
Yep.
Yeah, I liked him yesterday. He showed some poise in the pocket. You know, threw a nice ball. He anticipated the routes. You know, and then I thought he kept his eyes downfield when he escaped the pocket a few times. He kept his eyes downfield and he didn't panic. And is looking to make a play. So I think the Browns got a couple of good ones. And what's most, I think most important there is the atmosphere of competition, because competition only makes you better. And that group of players is getting better this training camp.
Frank, are you always defined by the round you were picked? Like, you know, like you walk into Rams camp and they're the second rounder, right? And what would it take? What does it take for Shadur to not be defined as a fifth round pick? Tom Brady was able to do it, but it's not an easy task to do. Are you always defined by the round you were picked in? And if you're drafted a little bit lower, you're an undrafted free agent. How do you shake that?
So here's what the front office and some of the guys up there, and I'm being kind, I think you can tell that, and your peer group will define you as what round you're in, you're the guys you came in with. But I'll tell you what, the rest of that locker room, and I hope the Browns do this, the rest of that locker room is, you're just a flipping rookie to everybody else. until you do something, you're buying the donuts and you're the last one off the field. You know, back in the day, we'd have to go get the bags. You know, and I think that locker room, hopefully, some of the older guys in that locker room are making those guys earn their stripes. Because not everything that happened 30 years ago was a bad thing. But to answer your question, that comes in, you come in with that label, second rounder, third rounder, fifth rounder, whatever. And then that lasts for probably, I don't know, maybe a week or until you show everybody what you got. Because then you either become, I don't want to be too hard. You either become a bust or something that, you're going to be a part of the team going forward.
We have the Frank Stams Bowl coming to town on Saturday. Rams against the Browns. Doesn't get much better than that, Frank.
Right. You know, it's funny is when I was my first year with the Browns, the Rams came to, that was 92, came to, it was either 92 or 93, came to the stadium in the preseason.
Nice. I hope you're there. I hope you have fun. Or I hope you're watching it on TV or listening on the radio.
The Rams have done a good job.
They have.
They've done a good job. That guy's a good coach out there, keeping things together. They play with a lot of excitement. They throw the ball around pretty good.
All right, last point, and you just brought this up. I'm just trying to imagine you as a rookie and Kevin Green hazing you. True or false?
Oh man, you picked a great one there because it was all about hazing. He got mad because I stole his girlfriend.
I can't imagine why, Frank.
Good move, rookie.
Yeah. He was gone. He was back in, I think, Alabama or Kentucky in the National Guard, and his girlfriend and I started dating. And, boy, was I nervous upon his return.
Yeah, I bet.
But, no, my God, I came back to my locker one time and all the donuts that I bought in the morning for the team were stuffed in my helmet and my pants. I had donuts in my shoes. They thought that I went to the day old donuts. They didn't like the donuts. They thought I went to the day old donuts to get a discount.
Oh my God. Frank, I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you. You are a good friend of the show. We appreciate you. Thanks, Frank.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thanks, Frank.
Yep, kids returning to school. Miami, Oxford filled with boxes this week. One guy, I don't know, is he still making the move down there? I can't remember. We'll find out right now.
Maybe you could ask him.
He is the voice of the Browns preseason television network. He is a good friend of the show, and he's just a good friend in general. He is Chris Rose, and he's on the fan hotline. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hello, good friend.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. How are you? You got college moving this week?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We're going back to the Midwest, so... Yep, and then we'll be in town for the game this weekend.
Very nice.
It's the way to combine two things. Nice.
Yeah. Good job by the Browns schedulers. Love it.
And they bring the team from L.A. with you. It doesn't get any better than that. Nice.
You can hide away on the Rams plane.
That's right. Maybe the Rams will fly out. Yeah. Pay for the family.
Yeah, my guess is that Sean McVay, it'll be wheels down at about 10:48 a.m. on Saturday morning. let's put it this way. When you watch the game this weekend, there will not be very many people you recognize playing for the Rams.
It's all right.
I know one guy we're going to recognize. That's Joe Flacco. Your thoughts on him? Big news yesterday. And as long as everything goes right, we're going to see him on Saturday, right?
Yeah. And I don't know how long he'll play. We'll meet with Coach later in the week. You know, if I had to guess, you know, a quarter makes sense. And then hopefully the two kids, we have to know how Shador is feeling. Hopefully you see both rookies split the time after that. And it'd be great. I think that'd be a great way to finish up the preseason.
Where's Kenny Pickett in anybody's mind on this, Chris? Do you think? I'm assuming since he did 11-on-11s, the hamstring would be ready for the regular season. Where does he fit in your mind? Or does he not?
I still think they like him. No, I still think they like him. I mean, once again, I don't know this stuff for facts. But I do know that they like him. I mean, they made a trade for him, and whenever you make a trade for somebody, you want to see, particularly at a position of need. When we traded for him, he was the only healthy quarterback on the roster for a significant amount of time. And I think they felt like he could be their Sam Darnold, their Geno Smith, a guy that was a high pick, didn't work out elsewhere, but still had a lot of talent and could run, most importantly, Kevin Stefanski's offense. Do I think that he'll play for us in the regular season? That one's a tough call. It really is, because both rookies, for me, I remember you guys asked me, like, what do you want to see out of them? And number one is that they don't look out of place. You'll see a lot of rookie quarterbacks, even those picked significantly higher than either Shador or Dylan Gabriel, that look out of place. And that's okay in the beginning. I thought it looked like they belonged. Number one thing with rookie quarterbacks is that it's going to be overwhelming. But can they at least function to the point where it can keep you in a game out of the gate? And I feel comfortable with both of those guys. We'll see how it plays out moving forward.
It's amazing to me, Chris, just and like we've had a couple phone calls about it today, even the pressure to want to see, like, especially Sanders, to go see him start week one. Like, fans want him to start week one. And I don't know. I don't have to look much farther than Green Bay to see the model that says, you know, there's nothing wrong with taking a rookie and saying, hey, let's get to know the league a little bit before we throw you out there, because the speed, everything is different than it was in college. I don't care how good you were in college. It's going to change. And you're like, what happened to us that we all feel like a rookie quarterback has to start game one?
Because everybody can have an opinion at their fingertips now. All you have to do is either type it out or press record on your phone, and everybody's an expert. And how I warn people. The most important stuff in the preseason is things that we're not privy to. Folks, like, we could sit here and say, boy, Shador did this against Carolina. Well, Dylan Gabriel did this against the Eagles. The stuff that we do not see is the things that make you win on Sunday. They just do. How people get ready, how they're able to process. Because people will say, oh, I'm sick of the process. I know what I saw. Folks, what you're seeing in the preseason is nothing similar to what we're about to see 2 weeks from Sunday. And that's okay. People use the preseason as an evaluation period. There's a reason that Sean McVay does not play his guys at all in the preseason. He just doesn't think it's worthwhile. He thinks it's worthwhile to get his young players at the back end of the roster and guys that might be fighting for the last three or four spots on his particular team one look in game situation. But he's going to be throwing out a guy named Dresser Wynn this weekend, a quarterback who went to Tennessee Martin. That is as far removed from Matthew Stafford as you can get at this level. So it's just, I'm not saying that what we've seen is unimportant, because it's not. What I talked about was that it looks like they can handle being in the NFL. That is the first step with those guys that come into the league. And then once you go, how much more are you able to put on their plate that can make it so that they can function and win regular season games, because they're just so different.
Chris Rose joining us from the NFL Network. You can hear him with Joe Thomas coming up on the Browns preseason game on the Browns television network here during the preseason. How big of a game is Saturday for Deontay Johnson, Chris? Assuming he plays.
Yeah, I mean, I would think it's a long shot now with the signing of Isaiah Bond, right? I mean, you've got, at this point, four locks in that room. And depending on how they have to juggle the quarterback situation, that means you're either going to have five or six receivers. And we haven't even seen DeAndre Carter on the field yet, right? Are they saying that he's in because he's a good returner? You know, we've tried to find guys in the past, bring them in as returners, and it has not worked out. Keen Grant injured in the preseason. And so, you know, the thing is that DeAndre Carter did have 1 year where he caught almost 50 passes in the NFL. So he can be a viable NFL receiver. He's not strictly a return guy. But let's say he's in there too. Then that's five guys. So you've got one spot at the back end of a receiver room where you have to help out on special teams. I don't know if that sounds like Deontay Johnson to me.
It sounds more like Gage Larvadin, let's be honest, right?
I mean, it could be, right? Gage, now, the thing that you're fighting against there is a lack of size. And so if he's not your number one returner, then where else does he help you out? And that's the only thing, because I love the kid. We had a chance to talk to him last week. I liked his energy. He's done a lot of positive things here, you know, catching the ball and on special teams. I think he's got some good juice to him. So I dig him. I'm a fan of 84.
Any other spots you're looking at that it's coming down to this game that someone's going to win a spot here or there?
Yeah, I think that I think we have a lot of guys that feel similar at linebacker. So I'll be curious not only to see who makes the team, but how they divvy up playing time moving forward. We haven't seen Diabate yet because of his injury, but we've seen everybody else, right? We've seen extensive time with Bush. We saw Swesinger game one. We saw Jerome Baker, Cleveland's finest, out there last week. We've seen Winston Reed make plays. And Nathaniel Watson, I think, has had one of the best preseasons out of any Cleveland Brown. And safety, I think, is going to be really interesting. So Delpit and Hickman, we've seen Ronnie Hickman in the preseason. We've seen Rayshon Jenkins in the preseason. And then there's a couple of undrafted free agents. Christopher Edmonds played a little bit for us last year, but was mainly on the practice squad. And I'm a fan of this Donovan McMillan, the kid that was drafted out of Pitt. He can lay a little wood out there. He can play. Now, I think it's more likely he ends up on the practice squad as kind of a developmental safety, but it wouldn't surprise me if that guy plays meaningful snaps at some point over the next, you know, year or two, depending on how things shake out with injuries and things like that.
Pierre Strong looked good the other day.
Yep.
Where does he slot here?
I think for right now he would make it because he catches the ball well out of the backfield. I've always liked him. I mean,
me too.
He's a guy that averages 5 yards a carry. I don't know why he doesn't get on the field a little bit more. Like Jerome Ford is fine. And he's a home run hitter. He needs more consistency in my book. The Quinshon Judkins thing, obviously the legal matter has rectified itself. Now it's trying to figure out how do we get him into camp so that both sides can agree on a favorable contract, because he's missed the entire preseason now. And, you know, and Dylan Sampson is a guy who's going to, I think he's going to have to kind of find his spot in the NFL, and there's definitely a spot for him. A guy that scores over 20 touchdowns in a season in the SEC can play. It's, you know, how do you spot his carries and make it so that he can give you the explosive plays that you need? So there's, I think there's room for Pierre Strong right now, but he has to keep playing as though his job's on the line. I thought he did a great job last week.
I did too.
Yeah, I did too. Chris, thank you. I'll talk to you on the pregame show, I'm sure, on Saturday, right? I'll throw some curveballs at you.
Yeah, do we get to play that really fun game that we haven't played yet?
I want you to play Fact or Fiction with us, but it's got to be a little later in the show, and I don't know what your television duties. They, you know, you got to do the job you get paid for before you do the one you're not, right?
That's heavy.
Well, we'll send the times over to my agent. We'll see if we can work something out.
Okay.
Don't you get a cut of Fact or Fiction when you participate as a guest? Isn't that the way it rolls?
Oh, you should. I think you get a free bag of air. It's the same thing we give our listeners. Same thing.
You guys are the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, so we are hopefully going to go out to Berea here very soon. We'll see who steps to the podium. We're hoping for a big name out there soon. Yep, we're hoping for it. We think it's going to happen here. Big name. Big name supposed to step to the podium. When that happens, we will get you there immediately. I'll just leave it at big name. All right, I can tell you. Miles Garrett is the guy that we are waiting. It's going to be interesting because we have not heard from Miles since he was at the big concert over the weekend or when he was driving really, really, really fast in Strong.
Did he go to the big concert?
Oh, didn't you see him? They had him walking. No, two of those guys were walking through the hallway.
Pay attention to that.
I thought I saw a shot of him up on stage.
Nice.
I think he was up there.
Okay.
He was dressed like a cowboy. Had that.
Well, he's from Texas.
He had that Texas feel to
him.
Yeah.
He's allowed.
Just walked off the ranch kind of thing.
He's from Texas.
Did some work. Had a little, I think if you want to be a real cowboy, you got to have some of that pig pen dust around you, right? It's got to kind of travel with you, or maybe a tumbleweed behind you.
Pig pen?
Yeah, that's the only guy I could think of. Like pig pen, when he would walk into the room, he would have that dust.
I thought you were actually going, for swine.
No. Why would I do that? No, I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Like beef in Texas.
I'm just trying to give you the big picture, like just, mental, because we can't see you, can't show you a picture, can't put up a graphic, so I'm trying to do a little theater of the mind. Thanks for ruining the bit.
Oh, I like it now. Now I hope to clarify that.
What do you think Miles says today?
I bet he
just apologizes for driving fast. That's all he needs to do.
He knows he should slow down.
Yeah. I mean, the coach said, I thought it was interesting, Kevin said that he not only said it to him, he said it to the entire team. It's like, guys.
Well, what are you going
to
do?
I just think it's such a...
And you had two guys get tickets for going 100.
It's a silly distraction.
Might be a simple conversation to have, but probably one you should have.
The bigger problem with those incidents is that if you're not talking to, then the media is talking to your teammates about it. And that's like the last thing. You're like, hey, what do you think? Do you drive fast? Do you do that? It's like the stories just get bigger. If you don't attack them right away, they just keep growing. The legend grows and it gets bigger. And it's just like, hey, we can walk away from this. Why don't we walk away from this? So just address it. We'll see how he addresses it today. I the big thing about Miles is I still wonder, after doing the whole tour to the Super Bowl saying he wanted to leave, like what was the difference? Why did he decide that he really wanted to come? I mean, is there more to it than money?
Let us count the ways. I know.
Everyone's going to say it's money. I got it.
Well,
there's got to be more to it than the money.
And he seems to like Northeast Ohio.
I think so.
He likes living here. He likes playing here. And they paid him a boatload. What more do you need? To be perfectly honest, the whole I want to win thing, I get it. Except don't you want to win by helping your team win? And if you're comfortable where you are...
But you got to go back and say it again. Don't you want to win by helping your team win?
Yeah. I mean, if you like where you're playing, and you like your team, and you like your organization, wouldn't you rather win there?
Yes.
And if they're going to pay you as well, if not better than anybody else, well, gut it out. Try and turn it into a winner.
Well,
you don't always have to go to a winning organization so that you can be a winner. I mean, so it might be a little more rewarding to get it done.
Like, I wonder if you go back through like the history of the guys that have left town for more money. And I think that our memory bank on this is a lot of baseball, right?
Yep.
It's a lot more for the baseball.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of those guys, the grass wasn't always greener. Yeah, the money was great, and I've got money for, it's the end all be all, I guess, as far as taking care of not only my family, but my family's family, and maybe my family's family. And I get that, and I understand that. But I wonder how many of these guys, if we got Manny on the air, or we got Tommy on the air, or we got somebody, how many of those guys would say, the grass wasn't greener on the other side?
Manny wouldn't. He was great in Boston.
Seemed to love it there. He seemed to have, when he first went to Boston, he seemed to, seem a little homesick.
Well, Andy, this is a great place to play if you're a young Major League Baseball player. You know, you came up in the organization. It was great to you. I've never heard of one player here who came up through this organization who didn't like playing here, baseball-wise. Football players love Northeast Ohio. I mean, you hear that all the time. Take a look around. Guys who live here, this is their home. So many former Browns live in the area that it's great. And not just guys who grew up here like Frank Stams.
Is it the nature of the game, though, Jeff?
Yeah, because they live here.
You know,
they practice here. They live here. They're here during the week. Baseball players are either in an apartment or a hotel. Basketball players, pretty much the same thing.
It is interesting.
Baseball, certainly.
And I do think that's one of the catalysts for, you know, the interest in the Browns. I heard somebody talking today, whether it's true or not, that there was a big kind of a big scene about Joe Flacco, who was out eating yesterday, went somewhere. And they were like, hey, did you hear that Joe Flacco was there? And there were people following him around and kind of, you know, I don't know the football players seem larger. They all seem larger to life, I think, to someone that you sit there and watch on television all day. And then all of a sudden they're live in front of you. And you're like, whoa, you know, it's like being at a movie. You know, oh, I saw that person in a movie. Ooh, they were making that movie. And now all of a sudden they're here too. But for some reason, I think you're right, Jeff. And I do think it's because football seems to be more of a 12-month game than baseball.
Well, they spend a lot of downtime here, even in the season, right?
Yeah.
They have to.
It's a good point. What are you expecting out of Miles this year?
Pro Bowl caliber season.
Yeah.
Upper echelon defensive lineman in the NFL. I mean, there's nothing different than he's done before.
Do you ever worry about a guy, and I know you probably don't, so I asked this question knowing exactly what's coming back at me, but I'll ask it anyway. Once a guy gets paid, they now fall under the scrutiny if they don't play or make a mistake during the game. Oh, that guy got paid. He doesn't care anymore.
I don't expect that
I don't expect that from Miles either. That's not who he is.
And it's tough in football, Andy. You know, you don't go out there and play hard, you're going to get hurt.
Well, the other part of it, too, I think has to do with the offense. You know, if you're going to run the ball and you're looking one way and Myles Garrett standing there and you look the other way, Alex Wright standing there, not that I want to do that, but you're probably going to run towards Alex Wright, aren't you? Knowing what Myles is coming at you. And I'm not saying you want to run into Alex Wright, but if you have your – or design the play away from Myles. I mean, you got to think that – if you're going in to play against the Browns, you're like, okay, how do we avoid 95? This is our biggest threat. He's the one guy that can really take us down. Or how do we throw away from Denzel is probably another thing you would say too.
I would think if you're going up against the Browns, and this is one thing I hope to see from the Browns this year, it's going to be tough to run on, period. Mason Graham in the middle. Malik Collins in the middle. Mike Hall.
Man, it's Collins.
Middle
man.
Of that defensive line. I'm hoping that this is a really tough defense to run against.
Ryan's in Cincinnati. Hey, Rhino, how are you?
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Andy, Jeff, gentlemen. Football's in the air, man. I am just looking forward to this just season in particular. I tell you, one thing in particular is the 53-man roster. The Browns are obviously delving down from 90-man to 53. I'm not really sure what I want. Obviously, the four-quarterback conundrum is the one that's in full effect. Everyone's monitoring it. But at the same time, just as a Browns fan, recognizing that we are consistently hit with the injury bug, especially in the offensive line. Jeff, you've added that age is not on their side. So, again, if there's anything in particular, I just want depth on that offensive line. It's as boring as this sounds. It's just meat and potatoes type of stuff. Just making sure we have solidification when it comes down to just what we've been seeing the past 3 or 4 years of just needed depth, man. It's just a random thing on this week. It's such a conundrum. Andy, you even touched on it. Just the Ohio State-Texas game starting at noon. They really don't care about the West Coast, apparently. Yeah. And again, the Browns game, the preseason, I want to go to my Browns game, but I'm going to be watching Ohio State-Texas. The Browns game this Saturday at 1. It just, you throw your hands up a little bit, but I digress on that. It's just a unique weekend, but football is finally here, man. And I'm just looking forward to it. But at the same time, I think the Browns really need to monitor the depth on the trenches more so than pretty much the skilled positions. Hey, anyway, guys, great show.
Hey, Rhino, just to ease your mind, Ohio State-Texas isn't this weekend, it's next.
I'm sorry, in 2 weeks. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Okay. And the Browns are off that weekend.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.